This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has assured that crude availability is normal and refineries are operating at maximum capacity. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, shared this information during an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi this afternoon.
Crude availability is normal. Refineries are operating at the highest capacity. Domestic LPG production has increased by 40%. No dry out has been reported at retail outlets and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at petrol pumps. Regarding natural gas, PNG and CNG for transport are being made available to consumers 100% without any cuts.
PNG or CNG for transport, 100% without any cut, consumers ko available karaya ja raha hai.
Ms. Sharma said the government has offered an additional 10% allocation of commercial LPG to all states and union territories, subject to support in the long-term transition from LPG to PNG. Talking about enforcement action, Ms. Sharma said about 12,000 raids have been conducted in the last few days and about 15,000 cylinders have been seized. Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said all Indian vessels remain safe, with no incidents reported. In the past 24 hours, 25 Indian nationals were repatriated after sign-off from various ports. Mr. Sinha informed that LPG carriers Shivalik and Nanda Devi are discharging cargo as per requirements, with operations supported by an additional 2,500 square meter space at Visakhapatnam port. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the Embassy of India in Tehran has issued an advisory for Indian nationals, especially students, regarding travel via land borders to Armenia and Azerbaijan. Citizens are advised to follow the advisory for smoother cross-border movement as per their convenience. The Union Cabinet has approved Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana Bhavya to develop 100 plug-and-play industrial parks with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme aims to develop world-class industrial infrastructure, unlocking manufacturing potential and driving the country's growth story. In a significant step towards strengthening farmers' welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the Cabinet approved MSP funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for the cotton season 2023-24. The minister said this funding aims to provide direct price support to cotton farmers across the country. The Cabinet also approved the Small Hydropower Development Scheme for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31, with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said the scheme will also incentivize the states to prepare the detailed project report for about 200 projects to create a pipeline of small hydro projects in future. At the war front, about 6 people were killed and 24 others injured after 2 Israeli strikes hit central Beirut in Lebanon this morning in a separate overnight incident. Israeli forces demolished a 15-story residential building in central Beirut, claiming Hezbollah was storing funds in the basement. Meanwhile, the United States has also expanded its military involvement, announcing strikes on Iranian missile facilities near the Strait of Hormuz. The Lok Sabha has extended the tenure of the Joint Parliamentary Committee examining the legislation related to One Nation, One Election until the first day of the last week of the monsoon session 2026. The bill seeks to introduce simultaneous polls to the Lok Sabha and the state legislative assemblies. In Orleans Masters Badminton, a round of 32 men's singles match is underway between Ayush Shetty and compatriot Kiran George at Palais des Sports in France. In women's singles, Akarshi Kashyap will take on Yeo Jia Min of Singapore in the round of 32 match this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.